Fala galera, tudo bem? Eu sou o Wendel Corrêa e eu conversei pela 89 com Michael Poulsen, o vocalista do Volbeat, que tocou na sexta-feira, o primeiro dia do Lollapalooza Brasil 2018, que teve a cobertura da 89, a Rádio Rock. Eu perguntei como ele se sentia sendo um dos únicos representantes do metal no Lollapalooza.
I don't know if we are metal, but if we can somehow represent a part of what is metal, you know, I'm proud of that. You know, I think Volbeat, it's a lot of different things, you know. Basically, it's rock music, but of course, we do have metal elements in our music. So if we can represent metal in some kind of way, you know, I'm proud of that.
Ele disse que, na verdade, o Volbeat é uma mistura de muitas coisas, não necessariamente só o metal, mas que realmente tem muitos elementos do metal em suas músicas e que ficam felizes e orgulhosos em poder representar um pouco do que é o metal. Segundo Michael, o som deles basicamente é rock. O Volbeat tem quase 20 anos. Ele falou sobre o que mudou nesse tempo.
You know, I think we kind of managed to, you know, we do have a signature style, we have a signature sound, and you can pretty much, you know, for each Volbeat album that's out, you can hear it's Volbeat. But you know, we also managed to, you know, progress for each album. You can definitely hear that we always inspired, and so, you know, by time we just got better as songwriters, as musicians, as a live band, and you know, we still like what we're doing, we think it's fun, and so I guess, you know, by time we just, you know, had a lot of experience touring and being in the band, you know, writing and recording and playing live shows. So I guess, you know, being that much on the road, you know, it really pays off.
O tempo de estrada trouxe a eles muita experiência e uma identidade própria, que mesmo com tanto tempo juntos, eles ainda se divertem e gostam muito do que fazem, e os caras estão sempre procurando melhorar a cada álbum que lançam. Ele falou um pouco das inspirações para compor as músicas e se escreve baseado na própria vida ou cria personagens.
You know, it can pretty much be everything. It can be, you know, sometimes you have really no idea about where you get your inspirations. It's just there. Other times you're pretty much aware of it. But you know, of course, it can be from other bands, or it could be from a soundtrack of a movie. It can be reading a book and you get into your own little bubble and you kind of have your own soundtrack in there. So it could be anything.
O Michael falou que as inspirações vêm de todos os lugares, que às vezes nem ele mesmo sabe de onde vem. Podem vir de outras bandas, de filmes, livros, enfim, é uma grande mistura. Ele também falou sobre o futuro da banda.
We're writing at the very moment, you know, we before we left for this tour, we were in the rehearsing room and writing new material. So when we're done touring, we will go back and keep on writing, and hopefully we will be able to go into the studio in late this year, or maybe start next year, but there will definitely be a new record out next year.
Antes dessa turnê que passou pela América do Sul, eles já estavam compondo e ensaiando, e assim que acabar essa maratona de shows, eles estarão prontos para gravar um novo álbum que deve ser lançado entre o final desse ano e o início de 2019. Sobre esse novo álbum, eu perguntei o que ele teria de diferente em relação aos anteriores.
I don't know yet. It's too early to talk about, because you know, we're still in the process where we change a lot of the songs, you know. So I can only say that it sounds 100% as Volbeat, and you know, there's a lot of signature in it. But it's too early to say anything.
Ele diz que ainda é muito cedo para dizer algo sobre isso, pois eles estão em fase de testes e mudanças, mas garantiu que vai ter a cara e a identidade única do Volbeat que todos já conhecem. O Michael Poulsen recentemente se tornou um pai. Perguntamos o que isso mudou na vida dele e em suas composições.
I don't think it changed anything in the writing process. But again, I will not know until we're done in the studio. Maybe something changed, I don't know, but as it is right now, I don't feel that the songwriting has been changing, you know. Of course, my life has changed, you know. Suddenly there's a new number one in the house, you know, and it's my little girl, and so she's, you know, she's my main concern, and after that, you know, You know, I can concentrate on my work. But I don't hear anything at this very moment that's changed just because I became a father. But who knows? The record is not done yet, so we'll just have to wait and see.
O Michael nos contou que sua vida realmente mudou muito. Agora sua preocupação número um é sempre a sua filha e depois o trabalho. O vocalista acha que suas composições não mudaram por isso, mas que temos que esperar pelo próximo álbum para poder confirmar isso. Tem aquela famosa frase do Gene Simmons do Kiss que diz que o rock tá morto. Perguntei pro Michael o que ele pensa sobre essa fase e sobre as músicas nos dias de hoje.
Oh, rock is not dead. Rock will never die, you know. Maybe Gene Simmons have his opinion about that, you know. It is what it is, you know. He say a lot of funny stuff. He's a cool guy. But you know, rock music will never die. I think what Gene is talking about is just things are different these days. It's not like when they were promoting themselves back in the days, or you know, things are done differently. I totally get his point, and I think, you know, there's something, you know, I can totally understand why he's saying something like that, but it's not really the truth. You know, that so many great rock bands coming up every year, they're doing good, you know, they're keeping the flag high of rock music. It's done differently in these modern days. I'm not into the way of promoting bands either, the way you do it today. You know, I like it old school, as we did back in the days, tape trading and, you know, going on your bike and look for the record stores and, you know, buy the underground magazines, and you know, no website, you know. Everything was just a little bit more mysterious, and it was, there was more soul in it. Today, everything is right in front of you constantly, every second on the internet. And I guess we just have to deal with this is the way it is today. We are in 2018, and you know, we're still gonna progress with technology in the way of promoting bands or whatever it is that we do. But you know, I have a soft heart for the way things were done back in the days when it comes to promo work and how people were finding their favorite bands and stuff like that. And I think, you know, I guess Gene Simmons thinks the same. You know, he's probably also more into how things was done back in the days. But you know, it is what it is.
Pro Michael, o rock não morreu e nunca vai morrer. Acho o Gene Simmons um cara legal e que diz várias coisas, muitas delas engraçadas. O vocalista contou que entende a posição dele quando diz isso e que o jeito antigo de se promover trazia uma interação maior entre o público e os artistas, que era mais mágico, mas que não concorda totalmente com essa frase. Segundo o Michael, o rock nunca estará morto e também tem bandas novas muito boas surgindo a cada ano e reerguendo sempre a bandeira do rock and roll. E quanto ao jeito de se promover, ele acha que temos que lidar com isso e aceitar que a tecnologia continuará crescendo cada vez mais. Mas gostava da forma que era antes, quando ia de bicicleta comprar revistas e álbuns. Tinha mais mistério e alma, e agora tudo está muito fácil de achar com o celular e a internet nas mãos. Eu perguntei pro Michael o que ele tem ouvido, o que tá na playlist dele atualmente.
Lately, you know, I listen to a lot of different music every morning when I'm running. But a few days I've been listening a lot to the new Weezer album. Weezer, great band, I love the band. So yeah, I've been listening to a lot of Weezer. Band called the Polytones, been listening a lot to those guys. The new singles from Manic Street Preachers, one of my all-time favorite bands. Manchester Orchestra, that's some of the bands that I've been listening to. Yeah.
Ele contou que quando tá correndo pela manhã, ele ouve bastante coisas diferentes. Destacou o último álbum do Weezer, a banda The Parlatones, as novas músicas do Manic Street Preachers, que é uma das bandas preferidas do Michael Poulsen, e a Manchester Orchestra. Recentemente, o Volbeat tocou com Lars, o baterista do Metallica. Perguntei quais outros artistas ele gostaria de tocar.
A lot of great artists out there. You know, it could be great fun to share the stage with. You know, the list is long, but you know, we have the opportunity to share stages with a lot of our idols, and it's been great, you know, so you know, the list is long, so Let's see what happens in the future.
O Michael disse que tem uma lista muito grande para isso e que seria demorado contar quais são esses artistas, mas que já tiveram a oportunidade de tocar com muitos ídolos que adoram e que vão apenas esperar pelo futuro e ver quais serão suas próximas oportunidades. Esse foi o bate-papo exclusivo que a 89 teve com Michael Poulsen, o vocalista do Volbeat, que tocou na sexta-feira, o primeiro dia do Lollapalooza Brasil 2018, que teve a cobertura da 89, a Rádio Rock. Valeu e até a próxima.
Hey Brazil, I'm Michael Poulsen from Volbeat and you're listening to Audit Center Novi, the Radio Rock Viva O Rock.